Podtacular episode 229, H Street Tricks and Reach Tales episode, June 20th, 2010.
Everyone, and welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am Dustorn.
I am G. Lewis.
I am Midget Dance.
Midget Dance.
And this is the first half of the episode since it's 3:40 right now on the East Coast, and we're missing two people, which would be...
Guess who they are. Guess. Anybody. You! With the hand raising.
Simnar!
Yeah, we're missing Simnar and Brent Gamer. Simnar is from Halo 3 Tricks, and Brent is with us.
Oh.
So, hopefully we will get them on later.
Brent doesn't need an extra week.
If they're just away on something, who knows.
It is Daddy's Day, 2010, so, I mean, you know. Who knows? Maybe they're off, you know, frolicking with the dead.
They're off busy doing something else.
Yes, which I will be later. So,
if need be, we can always try again tomorrow. If need be.
For all you dads out there, that's all right. I'm looking at you, Jay Bizzle. Gemini Ace, all you crazy dudes out there.
Yeah, we have a few fathers in the Podtacular community.
It's a late present for you guys.
But yeah, so welcome back to the show. We have our E3 show that will probably be released before this comes out, which was, I have to say, really long, and a lot of craziness got cut out.
Was it informative?
It was informative, but there was a lot of hilarity that ensued during the show, and especially a lot after the show.
I don't have any idea why in the world Nintendo would make Poke Paradise Pikachu's whatever.
Not exactly like that.
I know, I'm kidding.
But yeah, it was... there were lots of dirty things that came up. So
dirty. I'm guessing that Brent brought most of them. I don't know, Ace of Spades a dirty man too, so...
And he was one of the people that was there.
Yes. So. Well, for those of you who might be confused, since this is the H3 Tricks and Halo Reach Tales episode, the first part will be on the Halo Reach Tales part of the episode. So,
we're kind of doing a flip.
If you want to skip this part, go a little forward to get into the H3 Tricks goodness. But first off, we're going to start with the Reach Tales. Because, you know, that's what we do. You send stuff, we read it, we love it.
Hopefully Chris will be on later, and then we'll get the actual interview. But Midget is from Midget Dance is from Halo 3 Tricks.
Yes, yeah. Welcome, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
What's your involvement? Let's say, are you the comic relief? Are you the entertainer? The dancer?
We're all the comic relief. I help write machinimas and voice act and act like an idiot.
Who's, let's say, if you're most known for a voice, which voice are you most known for? Is there, like, a certain character?
Well, the character of Midget Dance.
Yeah, they don't really have characters.
Okay.
We do in some of our projects.
Well, yeah.
That's how I was wondering, like, if there is one that you get more emails or replies about, like...
I think they more just get the emails about the actual tricks.
Yeah.
In those shows.
What's your favorite or craziest trick you guys do?
I don't have a favorite. I just have a least favorite, which was the arc, because it took 5 hours.
Oh! Any particular part?
The part where we did it wrong, which was 5 hours.
Which?
So it took you 5 hours because you did it wrong, or it took you 5 hours to do it wrong?
It took us 5 hours because we were doing it wrong.
Oh,
and then we got a guy in here, and he did it in, like, 1 hour.
Now, the arc one was, what, where you jump down to the the tanks, or was it the one with the... You went behind the Scarab?
It was the one where there was a ghost, and we had to get it up on top of the level with grenades, and then we had to launch ourselves off the ghost and get further out of the level with grenades. Oh, no, was it the Ark, or was it Halo? I don't know. No, it was Halo.
The ghost thing sounds like Halo, yeah.
Yeah, it was Halo.
Okay.
We messed up on the Ark as well, though, for 5 hours.
He has so many least favorites, you can't remember which one it is. They just blur together. Just
yeah.
Blur image. It's like, oh, boy, he dreams at night. He wakes up.
It's bad memories, man.
Back in Halo on installation. Oh, zero.
Oh, it blew up again. No, gotta revert.
Well, if there was a revert in real life, then they might have been able to resave the Halo.
Let's do it. I'm all down for respawning.
But, so out of the three games that you guys have done, which was your favorite to do the tricks?
I've only been in Halo 3 and ODST. Halo 3.
Are there any Halo Wars tips and tricks? Or?
No.
That'd be cool looking.
Halo Wars isn't a first-person shooter, though.
You can still probably do so. There's probably some cool trick that you wouldn't think of. That I wouldn't think of, or anybody wouldn't think of.
I don't know. There's just something about the first-person shooter getting out of places.
Yeah.
I don't think Chris got Halo Wars.
Oh, he didn't?
I don't know. I don't think he did.
Dusty's coming.
No. And I'm not playing the soundbite there either.
Oh. Anyway, do you want
someone
to start
actually has
off
to
the
say,
tales?
Say.
Or do you want to talk about what you've been doing this week, Dusty?
Well, I've been doing
Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, I was up in Pennsylvania because my mom flew up there for my brother's basketball camp that he had. So I was up there.
How many brothers do you have? You only have one?
I have two brothers.
Okay. So your brother has basketball camp in another state.
Yeah.
Is he that good at basketball?
It was a recruitment camp. Yeah, he's pretty good.
What? How old is he?
17.
So is he going to go to college, or is he going to pull LeBron James? Is he going to go straight to the NBA, or what's he going to do?
You can't go straight to the NBA from high school anymore.
Oh, fail. Do you think he could go to the NBA?
I mean, if he has the passion for it, yeah, he could. But I don't know if he really wants to get to the NBA. He'll definitely want to play in college, but I don't think he'll want to play NBA afterwards.
What college is recruiting him?
He's looking at Lafayette right now.
That's in is that Louisiana?
No, that's Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
Is there a front runner?
I think he's looking at one in North Carolina.
Damn.
Other than that, I don't. Maybe.
You're not sure. I got you.
I think it's Cal Poly.
Poly?
Yeah.
Poly. But in Georgia?
No.
Oh,
California.
Okay. Oh, I got you. There's a school in Georgia called Southern Polytechnical School.
No.
I didn't know if that was... I was like, what? He's going to move to Kennesaw. That's weird. Of all places.
No.
Right.
Well, my other brother's going to Emory. Which
yeah,
is,
so... But that's south of Atlanta, so...
Well, yeah. It's still pretty close.
Yeah. He's going to be a doctor. Dusty's going to fight the crime. Your brother's going to heal everybody, and your other brother's going to be jamming with MJ. Look at that.
With MJ?
Yeah, Michael Jordan.
Oh, I thought you meant the other MJ.
No, sorry.
Oh, God.
Not Mr. Jackson. He's not able to ball anymore.
He's passed away. He's gone.
Hey.
I'm sorry if this is the first time you heard this.
Boom.
Boom shakalaka.
Is Brett here now?
Yeah, he's here now.
Yeah, that's why I went, hey-o.
I didn't know if that was like a soundbite. I was like, what in the world was that?
Nice intro.
It was an NBA
awesome.
Jam soundbite.
Everybody get up. It's time to jam now. Brent's in the house, going down. Welcome to the Brent Jam. What's up, Brent?
Been up at the hospital.
You got intro music now. How's it feel?
How does it feel that he has intro music?
Yes. I was asking Brent a question, but obviously it was a failed attempt.
Yeah, it feels good to have intro music. I always thought that my intro music would be like the Full House theme song or something, though.
Why Full House?
Would you want the twins to run up to you every day?
Hell yeah, dude. Like John Stamos run up to me every day.
Dude, if I could see John Stamos every day, I would consider myself.
You would just run and jump into his arms. That's what you'd do.
Do.
I love you, John Stamos!
So I heard that your recording last week went well. Would you agree with that, Brent?
It went well for a while, and then it went kind of... Wait, which one?
The E3 one.
Oh, yeah, that one went kind of weird. It started off all
right, and then our guest
host started getting, like, real weird.
Stories for after.
Yes. Anywho. Okay, so we're... Brandon, we're going to inform you. We're doing the Reach Tales, so we're reading off the show.
Yeah, we're doing since CM Near, who's pretty much the person that's supposed to be here.
We got Midget Dance though in his absence. He's filling in for his role. He's like accepting the award for him, you know? People right. Watch an award show.
Yeah. Chris couldn't be here, he's doing important charity work.
Oh, is that the official?
Yeah. He's out there curing dead babies.
How do you cure dead? I want to know this.
No, that's what he says. He's actually
just alive again.
Is he the evil emperor of the Sith? Is that what you're trying to say? You can cure.
No, man. I said cure dead babies.
I know, but how do you cure dead?
Well, simply put them in a bathtub.
So that's the remedy. Okay, I gotta remember that. If I ever see a dead baby, I'm gonna put him in a bathtub.
My friend Will is going to like this episode. He loves dead babies.
Oh, that's disgusting.
No. All he talks about.
Also, don't like dead babies. We are not. We don't. Well, at least I don't. I can't speak for Brent. But I'm going to assume he doesn't like them.
The views expressed here are not exactly the views of those expressed by other members of the Halo community. So.
Yes. I guess I'll go ahead and read the first tale right off the bat since you're ready to go. The first tale we got here, Reach Tales, everybody, is from the demo. I'm pretty sure most of you guys got to play the beta. It was quite awesome. I wish I would have been able to get the chance to drive a Saber, but, you know, or pilot a Saber. If you
know. Oh, that looks really awesome.
But
I saw that and I'm like, oh my god.
I'm only disappointed that that's not in multiplayer and that's only like. In one mission, so you
know. Yeah, one mission.
Maybe.
That's what they said. They said it was one mission. That's
only uno.
I don't understand why you would create an entire game mechanic like that, and then you only use it for like one level.
Maybe they were testing it, like they were testing generator defense for firefight, which I have no idea how that.
Well, it's not a test if it's in the final retail product and it's only one level.
Maybe it's a test for future games. Remember they're making Hawks 2?
Maybe. Yeah.
Hawks 2 by Bungie Studios.
This is like, just where it's like one of those things where something comes up on the screen and you press a button? Or is it full in-depth piloting?
It's full in-depth piloting.
Up, down, left, right.
Yeah, that's weird.
Chuck and yaw. You gotta
pitch. Roll. Pitch and yaw.
Pitch and yaw.
Dude, I played Star Fox 64. I know what's up.
Yeah. Dude, when those missions where you were in 3D mode, dude, Rogue Squadron was where it's at. If you want a good flight sim or arcade flight sim, you ever play Rogue Squadron?
Yeah, I liked Star Fox 64 better though.
That was
Star Fox 64 3D is gonna be the stuff. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Anywho, ODST Spartan 55X writes in. I was an elite. I pwned. I killed. I got a blind lucky one sticky triple kill. Oh, that's always fun. And he says, I don't know why he's writing it this way. I was an elite. Also, I dueled
Someone's phone's ringing.
It's my phone. you know, a sword fight. You know how it goes. Guess who won? It was pretty awesome. His final moments, remembered forever. Keep on fragging... Whoa, did you just change something? Keep on fragging non-believers who won't go see Predators and claim it will suck. Then they will... Then they can fear my laser face. Rawr. Shout out to everyone at Podtacker. Great people, great community, great fun. ODST Spartan 55X standing down. I don't get how he's a ODST Spartan, but he played as the elite, and he pwned, and he killed.
I don't know. It's yeah. Probably one of the game tests where you can only play elite.
Yeah.
A lot of periods.
He dueled with a Spartan. Yeah, I was very confused on why he wrote it the way that he wrote it. But thank you, ODST Spartan, for your submission. We appreciate it. And all of us.
We'll probably ask this again, Midget, but when Chris is here, but what was your favorite part of Reach?
I liked Guard on Capture the Flag. Just me, and we'd have the whole team go around the flag and do Guard at the same time when someone walked in the room. That was pretty fun.
You shall not pass!
Armor lock for the win. Do you like the armor lock, Ben?
Yeah, that was cool.
It's just a big wall of you're not getting in here. I guess if you got big team battles, you could keep doing that at every door. That'd get quite frustrating for the other team.
No, it seems like you, for at least Captain Flag, you want to have at least one camo guy.
However, they did say that they were going to make recharging of armor lock take a lot longer, and you weren't going to get the shield popping wasn't going to take as long. Is that correct? They went too extensive about how they changed up the armor lock, and they changed it up the most in the Bungie podcast, but I don't exactly remember.
Yeah, they said they made the
time you have it shorter, the time it takes to reload longer, and the the amount of the spread of the shield, like the energy blast that takes out your shield.
They made the EMP radius shorter.
Oh, it was already kind of useless.
Yeah, I never really
They made the effect that if you went up and punched the guy, it wouldn't completely take out your shields.
Which I thought was a good idea, because when you go in armor lock, you are unless you have a teammate near you are screwed.
They also gave you the ability, I think, to react quicker. They actually gave you a little more time while you were invulnerable coming out of it, so you wouldn't get immediately backsmacked.
Yeah, that was
right. They also increased that.
It's always good when you were with a buddy. You guys both used it, but it wasn't very, good if it was just you by yourself.
Did you guys ever see the videos where you would see two people armor locking each other back and forth?
Yeah, that's quite funny. I think armor lock was. I don't know if we're gonna see that medic thing that we saw in the firefight. If we're gonna see that in multiplayer, do you think we'll see that in multiplayer?
Not multiplayer, campaign probably.
Campaign problem. But that was pretty cool. That the bubble shield will regenerate your shield when you're inside of it.
Speaking of Halo 3 trick stuff, Midget, did you ever see the one trick where they did the armor lock on top of someone and they went super fast?
No. You can do that?
Yeah, there was one video on YouTube that had that. I think Bungie released it or something like that, and they went shooting across the map. And we actually tried to do that on a live episode of Podtacular, but we couldn't get it to work.
Yeah. I don't actually know how to do it, so I was just taking your guys' word for it.
I think it was possibly some kind of glitch.
Yeah, it'll probably be patched either way before we get to it.
Yeah. You know, Top 10 series has a nice little glitch tribute to Bungie, which I thought was pretty cool.
I know you are in armor lock for quite a long time, though, if you really sit here and watch it.
Well, I think what it was it was long enough for your shields to start recharging.
Oh, that's how long you're in it? If you went from full Like, if you started at 4.
Yeah. Right.
I always liked it. It was I probably use it 90% of the time. It was either that or Sprint. I didn't use anything else.
I
tried the other one.
A lot on Sword Base.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And then, other than that, whenever it was a defensive type game, I used Armor Lock. And then if it was something like Slayer or Headhunter, I used Sprint.
Oh, really? I tried to always use I just liked Armor Lock. I think I just understood it, you know, the most.
I mean, Armor Lock is a good thing to use if you can figure out how to use it.
Yeah. I'm just watching videos on YouTube on how people are.
It's a big power play.
Is that what we're calling it now, the power play?
And
check out that power play by Dustin.
The Thrashers are on the power play.
Pop and lock, baby.
Pop and lock it, pop and pop and lock it. I still want to call it the pop and lock.
I did tell you about the time that the video that Bungie released where they took our catchphrase for that.
Yeah, the pop and lock thing?
Yeah, they took our catchphrase.
Oh, here's the thing with them launching somebody. I just found a video. I'm doing it right there. Damn, he throws him across the map. Holy crap. Check this out.
Is this the one where he got... Oh, yeah.
Is this the one? Okay, it looks like they almost fly him on the other side of the map. I guess it's not possible to be a barrier there. Wow, that's pretty cool. Anyway, you can launch him all the way on top of Sword Base. Look at that. That's pretty cool. I wonder if they'll keep that in the final blood. How do people figure this stuff out? Like, was it by accident, or were they trying to...
I think a lot of it's by accident.
So you have to armor lock, and then you get to armor lock on top of somebody who has a... I'm not sure how they're doing this. The person under you has to have jetpack, and they have to do it at the same time you do armor lock, and it sends the armor lock guy flying, or it sends the jetpack guy flying. Is that right?
I don't know. For some reason,
I'm watching this video, and I can't figure it out.
My video is not working for some reason. Like, my whole computer is being really slow responsive.
Anywho, Brent, you want to read the next one?
Dustin? We'll get this next one. Wait, this is a long one.
Yeah,
Dustin. Dustin, you want to do this one?
You want to give me a long one?
Yes.
No, I'll take the long one. I'm just saying, I've got the lung capacity of like a squirrel.
Why have you been at the hospital? You've been sick.
Oh, you'll take the long one, will you?
I can read it. It's not a problem.
I can do it.
Okay, if you want to.
Like Thundercats? You can do it.
Thundercats. I've never watched Thundercats, actually.
Thundercats are awesome.
Snarf, snarf.
Yeah, Lionel.
Anybody? Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Kakashi says, "What's up, Podtacular? A lot has happened since I last submitted. It was one heck of a day when the Halo Reach beta servers crashed on the first day. I spent over 30 minutes in the matchmaking lobby before I got to play my first game, and I know many others had to deal with the same thing. Yeah. I have some pretty epic moments from the beta. I got 2 triple kills in a row in my second game of Team SWAT on Sword Base. It was because the other team kept coming up the Lemon-Lime Airlift. Armor Lock was pretty cheap."
Lemon Lime Airlift, that's I like that.
Alright. Yeah, Armor Lock was pretty cheap. Whenever someone tried to melee me, especially if they had a sword, I'd just lock down when they hit me, force them back as I came out of lockdown, and then finish them off with a quick melee. I love the plasma pistol because noobs who hadn't used it yet underestimated me when they saw me wielding it. But as soon as you start spamming that thing, it's all over for your enemy. I even fought someone who was using the Fokes rifle in mid-range and still killed them with my green gun. Playing as an elite was a revolutionary experience for me because I usually hate those stupid dinosaurs. But when it comes to close-range combat, elites have the advantage against Spartans because of their dodging ability. Elites can escape from exploding nades a lot better also. Human weapons are still the boss, except for the AR. It was downgraded big time. I made some pretty stupid mistakes in the beta, too. Once I was playing generator defense, and when I was an elite, I rushed forward across the bridge, but as I got to the other side, I heard something shooting down with a violent screaming wind. But by the time I realized what was about to happen, it was as if I had been struck by a meteor as the weapon dropped. crashed down right beside me, and it made me collapse right on the spot. Another unfortunate event was during a game of Invasion Slayer. It was hard to see a teammate's nav point when they were first inside the vehicle. One of my friends was in a Banshee and just barely got away from a fight. As I came outside the base where the core was during a game of Invasion Slayer... Wait. Okay, no, where the core would usually spawn. I turned around the corner and saw a Banshee heading towards me. My first reaction was to shoot it. I only shot two rounds with it into it with my DMR, and then it blew up like a firework. My friend, like, what the freak just happened? And I was laughing out loud and saying, I didn't know it was you, Ropple. That's my collection of tells for the Halo Reach beta. And by the way, did you hear about the next Pokemon game, Pokemon Black and White? They're supposed to ship this fall. Looks like more Pokemon stat sheets for the future, huh, Dusty and Brent? A new version of Thundercats is supposed to air on Cartoon Network soon. I hope it doesn't suck like the remake of He-Man did. See you later, peeps. Thundercats. Oh!
Give me sight beyond sight.
Sword of Omens.
I'm glad you guys know what you're talking about, because I don't.
I have no idea. I don't know. Evan's laughing because it was funny.
Yeah, sorry about the poor reading. It was there were a few interruptions going on behind me while I was trying to read. So.
Your roommates?
No, my brother, my heathen brother, and his friend.
I call that roommates.
Well, not really. They're more like inmates. No kidding.
Oh boy.
It would be funny if it wasn't true.
Oh, that's too bad. Okay. I'll take the next one. The Gamer 28 writes in, "Hey guys, I'm in a rush, so I'll say I'll just say that there was this one time I was assassinating someone and they were at an angle on a pillar that my arm hit and didn't kill them. I got killed, confused, and angered. This wasn't reality, and it was supposed to work. I would think that since it's a video game, it would work. Anyways, there was another time where there was a chain of assassinations, and a guy armor-locked and broke the chain and then killed us all. He laughed at us. Keep on fragging trucks." Okay, that was random. He kind of interrupted his first story to not explain why, but okay. It was one of the four we got. We read it.
All right, time for English class, folks. Every time you go to start a sentence with "and" or "but," think about it for a second and then take out the "and" or "but." Take out the conjunctive, okay? Just think about it. Like, read the sentence after you take it out, and it will sound better.
Oh, well.
Yeah, man.
So you're trying to say if I should go... First, I ran up to the hill. It was very cool. Then it was pretty awesome. But... What should I do with it?
If you want to use "but," then take the period out and put in a comma.
Oh, Brent, you're doing great. Brent... I think you should change your profession from podcast.
Oh, I know. I should be an English professor. I know.
Actually, you'd probably be terrible because everybody would be failing his class. So everybody would be like, "Ow, Brent, would you be a hard English teacher?"
Yes, very much so.
Would you give how should I say this?
We should have like a game on the show where Brent rates everyone's English.
I give that a 3 out of 10. Brent Gamer. Wakashi is in the lead with 2 stars.
Well, I might be a hard English professor. It just depends on the kind of girls that take my class. Whoa!
I'm pretty sure most teachers are like that, though.
Not older professors.
Oh, okay.
younger professors, maybe.
Brent would totally be abusing his authority.
Mr. Horsley, we're taking away your tenure. No!
do any of you guys have like a reach tale that you can remember? That,
I see. Brent, our perfect stockpile game.
Oh, yeah. We played a perfect stockpile game. We got every flag every time without letting the other team score, so.
12-0 in the first 3 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool.
I can't remember any specific.
The video is up on YouTube, on my YouTube account.
Did you ever cap any of mine, or did I ever put any of mine on my file share?
You never gave me any of yours.
I asked
people for them, and people never sent them to me. I was free capping. I was free capping stuff.
Are they still
I had a video of me going beast with a sniper rifle once, but I guess I should have given it to you.
This happened once back in the day.
Now that video is gone, I guess I can lie about it and say I got like 27, like,
totally
no scopes.
Totally. Brent,
I wonder, that makes me wonder if you saved films in Reach, if you'll be able to play them back when the game gets
released. No, I would doubt it.
I would doubt it. But
because, just, I mean, the builds are going to be completely different.
Right.
Well, it says online that I'm a warrant officer. Will that carry over?
No, I doubt it.
It still says I'm a, but it doesn't say. Is it,
I bet they'll reset the ranks. Like, they're probably using a different system, and they'll like, enable the new system when the game comes out. Midget, you're awfully quiet.
Yeah.
He's still laughing about my hard professor joke.
He's too busy dancing over there. Did you hear him?
So,
I would never.
Ever dance to Michael Jackson songs?
No.
Who would you dance to, Mr. Midget?
Lady Gaga.
Men with hats or men without hats? Whoever sung the safety dance.
The whole safety dance. I actually don't remember who sang that.
I actually cannot say that I've heard of that.
You've heard really
it. You've heard safety dance, you just don't remember it. I didn't know it at the time. Do.
I think I would dance to Flight of the Conchords.
Men Without Hats is the artist behind that.
Well, I guess I'm a man without a hat, so do I count to be in this group?
I have a hat, too, so I guess I can't do
it. You wear a hat a lot, Greg.
I know, I wear a hat 90% of the time, but I'm not wearing one currently, for all you people out there who are wondering.
I have a hat, but I would forsake it to be part of their group.
I forsake the hat in accordance to be in the group.
Yay, though I got you on sale at Disney Discount Store.
You know, I've discovered a new pastime, speaking of that.
What's this?
At the Disney online store, they have all sorts of apparel that you can get with different Disney characters and stuff on them, but they also have customizable text that you can put on the shirt. So I'm just putting, it's just random thoughts that come into my mind on Disney shirts pictures of Mickey and Donald. Hey,
Brent, on a scale of 1 to 20, how epic was Kevin Butler's speech?
You know, when I first heard it, I think that I just got kind of swept up in the moment, and I would have given it a 10 on the spot. But now, like, the more I think about it, the more lame it starts to kind of seem, so now I'd probably give it about a 7.
7 out of 20.
But when he first told it, I was like, yes, dude. Give it my, yes, Kevin.
Well, I mean, I didn't like how he insulted Xbox so much. That's his job.
Kevin Butler's commercials have always mocked the competition. I mean, have you seen the Kevin Butler PlayStation Move commercial?
This is so no. funny.
Yeah, he mocks that too. He's showing off the PlayStation Move, and he's got the PlayStation Move in his hand. He's like, in real boxing, people swing like this, and he swings his arm out kind of like doing a left jab and a right jab. And he says, real boxing, you don't do this. And he like puts his arms out in front of him and kind of waves them around. It's funny, making fun of the Kinect.
Dude, they were insulting Microsoft the entire time.
I mean, that's his shtick.
No, I mean, it was
the Kevin
him,
Butler ads make fun of the competition.
They were all doing it. I mean, the CEO and everybody.
That's kind of I think we're reverting back to the old days about Sega does what Nintendo don't. Back when the Sega and Nintendo were really going at it, like mocking each other in ads. Actually, Nintendo's never done it. If you look back, Nintendo in their ads at least really don't mock their competition, which is their own style of kind of condescending. You know, like we're not even going to acknowledge the competition.
That's what we do at Best Buy. We don't even.
Like, we don't like, even.
Like when we have like a questions and they say, when you try to relate your products and services toward other companies, how do you relate it? And we were like, we don't even consider other companies.
What other companies?
There's other companies out there.
What is this? Have you seen that?
Other people
ad?
Make money than our store?
It's like
let
that,
me take off my monocle and top hat so I can answer your question.
If I were a CEO of a company, I would always wear a top hat and a monocle. Every day.
Why?
Because it's awesome. Why wouldn't you? If you had that kind of money, why would you not wear a monocle and a top hat?
You also need to wear a diaper so you can collect your feces to rub into the face of the peasants.
No.
Oh, whatever. Well, let's see how it is.
Yeah, I like the Blur ad, even though it's super condescending, where they're making fun of Mario Kart. They've got like those real cartoony characters like at the starting line in their carts, and one of them that looks like Toad from the Mario Kart series pops out, and he walks over to the fence. He's like, oh my god, that's awesome! He looks over the fence, and like they're showing Blur, and you see all these like cars racing by in a like street urban area. It's pretty. You gotta see the commercial to understand it.
Is it for Blur?
Yeah, it's for Blur. They're making fun of Mario Kart to promote Blur.
It's on their homepage.
But I think Mod Nation Racers is better than Mario Kart.
Chris is back.
Are you joking?
Yeah, it's on.
Like gameplay wise.
Yeah.
Did you play Mario Kart Double Dash or Mario Kart DS?
The DS is awesome, but I meant for the Wii.
Now, the Wii is awful, but I'm saying like Mario Kart Double Dash and Mario Kart DS are the best kart racers ever. If you were to ask me, I mean that's
maybe
subjective.
I haven't played Double Dash, but I have. Played
I think if DS, I think if you go to Metacritic, Mario Kart DS is still like one of the top ranked DS games of all time. It like constantly has a 98 average on Metacritic.
Huh.
I think it might be the top ranked. If I remember right, RDS. I hate Metacritic. I always say that I hate Metacritic, and then I use it all the time.
I'm like, I just love Metacritic. I wonder what they think about this new thing. You see, Chris is back though. Are you gonna invite him in here?
Yeah, he's in here.
He's in here.
Hey,
what's up?
What's up, dog?
We're now officially starting part two of the show, I guess, and this is what we were definitely waiting for.
Before we start part two, I have a major question.
What's up?
Is swearing allowed or forbidden?
Forbidden. Yeah, swear words. Justin gets mad. And then he'll just edit them out anyway.
Since Brenton does it quite often.
I don't do it that often.
Oh, call out. Oh, sh**.
Here's
and there goes another one, see?
Call out.
Good job. No. Here's the thing. I'm a very profane individual, but I choose not to be profane, not because I think it would enhance the show, but because I know that Dustin's just going to edit it out anyway. So there's no point in it.
What?
No, it's like graffiti.
I hate listening to the show and then hearing. It doesn't ruin it completely, but it doesn't ruin me.
Dang it, I just gave your name away.
Just try not to.
What do you mean?
Don't give my name away.
Mr. Gamer.
I mean, if you do it, it's fine. It's not a big deal.
It's a big deal. We'll kick you out.
No, we won't.
Dustin will kick you out of this call, and then he will block you on Skype. No joke.
I'm hearing a hum from someone, too.
I think it's Greg.
No, it's not. I can hear it. I think it's your mother, Trebek.
Your mother hums on Skype, Trebek.
Well, we've got one more submission.
Oh, okay. Can I read it?
We'll start our second half. Yeah,
go for it.
All right, everybody. We're going for the last submission here. It's from B-Porce. He writes in a lot. Thank you very much, buddy. He writes, hey, Podtacular. It's the awesome Halo Chief B-Porce with my latest and greatest Halo Reach tales. Basically, that means he's got more than one, I'm assuming. His first one. He was playing on Boneyard as an elite. Now I'm in a Banshee owning some Spartan noobs and helping the ground squad get the core to the evac zone, which is always fun. When all of a sudden a Spartan comes and kills them all. Believe it or not, the core was actually inside inside and catch the evac zone. But we didn't score, so WTF. So being the good Samaritan I am, I flew down, splattered a guy, and took the core FTW for the win. So it was quite amazing, he says. And then he's got another one. Okay, but on a side note, that whole thing about the Halo CD key, well, it turns out Bungie made it so that in order to get Halo Custom Edition, you have to have your original CD key. Plus, I was just watching the original E3 launch trailer for Halo CE, and I have to say, if they kept half the things in the trailer, Halo would have been even cooler. There were swords and animals and water. It was cool. So, yeah. See you on the flippity flip. Keep on fragging trucks. Oh, the last thought. I'm about two-thirds of the way done with the musical script, so when I'm done, I'll email you the document. I'm not too sure what he means by that.
What musical script are you talking about?
It's one of those in-the-know thing, you know. Destiny,
right? Yeah,
I have no clue what he's talking about.
Brent obviously knows what he's talking about, right?
I mean, I know what he's talking about. Greg knows what he's talking about.
I mean, of course. How would you not? Anyway, he's gonna email me the document. Thank you very much, Beeples. Being so kind to email me the document since I know what you're talking about.
Okay,
that is the last submission we have for the Reach Tales. They were quite epic, quite awesome. Reach was quite epic, and it was kind of awesome. If you use Armor Lock, it was kind of awesome.
Yeah. Well, there were some other things, too. Not just Armor Lock.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so we're going to move on to the second part of the show, or what should be the first part, but we had some people missing, which are now here!
Hey!
So we are welcoming, well, we already have, but welcome back, Brent Gamer.
Yeah.
Since we didn't officially... Well, I guess you had musical intro, so I guess that kind of counts.
Yeah.
You need to find the Full House theme. That might be under 20 seconds, so that might be... we might get that for fair use.
YouTube.
Put that in when I get in there.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. I don't know. Like, I seriously need to change my gamer tag. I'm tired
you
of Brent.
No, you don't.
I threaten to change it every week, and I never do it, but this time... Yeah, I can feel it. It's close.
It's close?
The day is coming.
Is it as close as people like that? Okay.
This is so funny.
Enough of that. And we have our other special guest all the way from Halo 3 Tricks, CM Near.
All the way.
Hey, glad I could be here.
The other side of the inner tubes. A different Google search. Here comes CM Near.
Hi, Chris.
Look, the internet is not a dump truck.
It's a
series of tubes.
It's a series of tubes.
You can't just dump whatever you want into that series of tubes, alright?
I can dump whatever I shall.
We won't have email anymore. It'll be Panu Mail.
It'll be what?
What? Brenton got it.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah. Anyway, welcome there. CM Near, or shall we call the by your name? Which one would you rather?
That doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Is Jake? I spilled the beans. That he
didn't yeah, you did it again.
Okay. No, there are no beans to be spilled.
Mr. Midget Dance.
Jelly beans. Or,
call me Jake.
Midget Dance. God, no. Just call me Jake.
We might as well all go by first names.
Well, hi there, I'm Greg. Nice to meet you. I'm shaking my hand.
Everyone knows you're Greg. Everyone knows Brent's Brent. Everyone knows I'm Dustin. Everyone knows Chris.
Now, here's the thing. If you guys are going by your first name, then I'm switching to my fantasy, the username that I use for, like, World of Warcraft and other fantasy games. I'm going to go by Furios.
Okay.
Furios?
Now so if you guys are Greg, I'm Furios now. Good job.
So you're now the sidekick from Athene?
Yeah, I'm Furios. Good job, guys.
Oh, boy.
How do you spell this, Brent? I was wondering.
Furios.
Furios.
Okay. Mr. Furios.
No, I want to be Brent again.
It's a guy named...
Take it back.
He was.
I want my old name back.
Mr. Brent.
Can I take Brent back, please? No, it's taken. Yeah. There's a guy named Yanni Furios.
Yanni?
I'm gonna make you do. Wow, this kid looks weird. When Linky do his Facebook. That's so weird. You can find somebody by their Facebook. Can you find me by Google and my name?
I don't even know what this second part of the show is about anymore. Like, what were we talking about?
We're going to be interviewing CM
interviews
from Halo 3 Tricks.
What the f-
Since we usually do that at the beginning of the show, but Chris...
There's some website called PQ, and they know where I work. How did they know this?
Everyone, go to PQ.
I'm is for an Eastern time for Pacific time.
Yeah, we had a feeling that might have been one of the reasons.
I had a feeling that was the reason, but I was hoping it was more a Father's Day thing, because that would make you look way better.
Who goes out of their way to do this?
You should have like at least hinted it to him before you joined.
Greg, what did you get for Father's Day?
Is he a father?
Shh, oh, you know this. Children. I've got like 8 of them, son. I don't even.
And he gets cards from kids he doesn't even know.
What did I get so far? I'd rather not say, but it was quite awesome. But it's not radio appropriate. Or this isn't radio. Podcast appropriate.
Not podcast appropriate?
No.
Your present isn't appropriate for the internet.
Well, I don't think there is.
I think everything is appropriate for the internet.
I don't. I mean, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure I've seen it all, and I haven't seen it all, but I'm pretty sure I've never seen something that I would consider not appropriate for the internet. Somebody out there would consider it appropriate, especially this man over here with the sniper rifle. Of course, Dustin.
Yeah. Right.
I will not go to that website.
Oh, it's fishes muggling.
Do I even want to know?
So, Chris, how's your Father's Day been?
Good. My dad's not in town, so I don't really have to worry about it.
Oh, that's good.
How's that good?
He's glad in Las to have Vegas. UH3 Trick Guys on. I don't know if Dusty has any questions prepared, because he said...
I do.
Dusty,
I have them prepared.
I guess I got one. Is there a moment, or is there a certain trick in Reach there, Christopher, or if that's how you say your name? Is it Christopher? Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there a certain trick in Reach that stuck out among others?
Not that I know of. I didn't really play Reach that much, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was different. I don't know. It just felt different. And at the same time, it felt the same, but it felt different.
Felt what different I used. And the same.
It was very different, but the same.
Yeah.
It's like one trying of those to things cheesecake. Kind
of Chris doesn't like change. He wears a hoodie every day.
I've noticed that in a lot of his videos when he's in them, that he's wearing a similar thing every time.
I wear my hair the same every day. Does that count?
I don't think that counts. I think everyone wears their hair the same except for women with personality disorder.
Oh, look at you, Brent. Oh, I mean...
What?
Just the way you said it. I was like, oh, boy. I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
How is Brent... Wait, what? I'm confused.
What did I do?
I meant to say
I
Dustin.
I don't know.
I meant to say Dustin. Sick. I mix you two up so much.
Oh, don't ask Brent.
You guys don't look anything alike, though.
No, we don't. Anyways, so yes, for those who don't know, Chris and Jake are from Halo 3 Tricks or CM Near Productions. Do you associate with CM Near Productions or do you associate with Halo 3 Tricks more?
Like when Halo 3 Tricks, I think.
Because I know, I guess CM Near is the kind of the quote-unquote production studio part, and then the Halo 3 Tricks is a series. Is that how you associate, or?
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah.
McNear boy.
I just go by CMNear usually, because I don't even know how we got CM X-Wing Films. It kind of just... My friend is Ryan X-Wing, and I'm CMNear, so we kind of just combined it randomly one day, because we needed something like that. And then it just stuck around. We're kind of transitioning into using the name Near Productions now, so...
Okay.
Goodbye, fellow host.
Okay. Goodbye, Brent. We'll see you later. Okay. So I guess we'll go ahead and start at that point since you already talked about it. You guys started off actually in Halo 2 doing Halo 2 tricks.
Yeah.
And back then, I guess it was you and Ryan X-Wing doing them?
Yep. It was just me and him. Because I know him in real life, you know. I don't know him just from online.
Right.
That's IRL. How that started. Yeah,
oh,
IRL.
Oh. Just from online.
Well, Jake, you don't count as that anymore. I met you in real life. Or in IRL.
And you never came back.
Shall we consider the internet as real life and real life as IRL? Is that what we should consider this from now on?
No.
It's just a given that we've been on the internet.
No, we're not going there.
I have more friends on my Xbox, probably. I probably talk to more people through my Xbox than I do anything else.
It's convenient.
I guess more because it's convenient.
It's a convenience factor over the fact that maybe you know not.
I think it's because maybe I like the people more in my Xboxes. They're more friendly. They're quite friendly.
Probably because you don't have to deal with them on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, if you met them in real life, it might be a different story.
Like with Dustin here, boy, and his big old feet, man. I mean, you didn't want to smell after a while.
Hey, I was nice enough to come visit you before I came up here to D.C.
I know, I was joking. Aww. I was joking.
I know.
I don't even know if you have big feet. I've never actually looked at them.
Come on, guys. Kiss and make up.
No. I'll just snap me in the face next time we play them.
Okay.
We'll see.
But, okay, so both of you started off doing the films by yourselves, I guess?
Yep. I would do the filming, and we would both do the trick, you know, split screen, because I didn't have Xbox Live then. No, yeah, I did. Never mind. Yeah, I did. Scrap that. But we did it in split screen, and then he would do the voiceover. And when he wasn't around, I'd do the voiceover. But he mostly did it at the beginning, and I would edit it and then put it at the. At first, I didn't know about YouTube, so I kind of put it on my own site.
Right.
And it didn't get a lot of views there. And then I was on a forum that I posted to. Not a lot of views. And it didn't get a lot of views until I found out about YouTube, which was about a month later, almost 2 months later. And then I started uploading there from then on.
Okay. And another thing that Halo 3 Tricks is known for is just kind of the hilarity that ensues throughout most of the stuff that goes on. Was it originally that kind of humor to it, or did you guys start off really serious, and then when you invite other people on, it got funny? How did that kind of turn out?
Well, I think we started out more serious than anything. I mean, we would, you know, I enjoyed putting something kind of funny or some kind of montage at the end to end it each episode. But at the beginning, the tutorials were more serious, unless we screwed up, and then it became funny. And it wasn't until people started showing up and joining the cast that it became more funny, and that was in part due to Touring Dippy and Redneck Sniper, who were really the first additions that came around episode 34 of Halo 2 Tricks. And after that, that's when it started to slowly progress into more comedy-based tutorials. And then eventually Ryan X-Wing stopped doing voiceovers for the tutorials around episode 99, but that was long after that. And then for Halo 3 Tricks, you can thank Jake and Josh for a lot of the comedy that goes on there.
Hey Chris, click that link.
So, when did you come in this mission? Did you just come in with Halo 3, or did you join up with Halo 3 Tricks first and then merged over with Halo 3?
I came in partway into Halo 3.
Okay.
Episode 9, to be exact.
Wow, you're on the ball.
Out of isolation episode.
Okay.
And Jake, explain to them why you didn't talk at all. You were just shy, or
what was it? I had my mic muted. I was talking the entire episode, but I had my goddamn mic muted.
Ah, oh, goddamn it! I hate it when that happens. I'm kidding. I just want to say it.
Okay. So the whole time we thought he was just shy and, you know.
And he was just.
he didn't really care about us. Or
did you not, like, catch on when no one replied to you or something?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, we were just ignoring you.
These guys, so smug, doing the trick, not even responding.
Yeah, because he was just a stand-in for that episode. Josh brought you in, Skyances, is what his name was.
Yeah. I never really watched the show. Josh? Well, I never really watched Halo 3 Tricks, and then I thought I discovered the flying elephant glitch. Because I was stupid. And then I messaged Josh and said, hey, fun trick, yeah, you see me in there. Because I looked up Halo 3 Tricks on YouTube to see who I could share this awesome trick that I totally discovered with. And just went from there.
Cool. Very nice. So, Chris, how long has each individual series gone for? I know Halo 2 Tricks is over now.
Yeah, that went for 2 years exactly. It started on the same day and ended on the same day. Kind of planned it. But anyways.
How many?
150 episodes. And Halo 3 Tricks started on October 2nd, 2007. And it just ended on May 2nd, 2010. So that's like 2.5 years plus a month. And it only had 120 episodes, but it was close. And it was about time to end it anyways. Time to move on.
Yeah, that's a lot. So you were averaging a little more than two episodes, or you were averaging more than an episode a week for the Halo 2 Tricks, it sounds like.
Well, yeah, and then there was a hiatus for Halo 2 Tricks as well, because I ended it twice. I ended it once because of another game that I wanted to play more. I don't know if I should say it.
Go for it. We won't hold you to it.
World of Warcraft?
Oh. I mean, that's okay, as long as you're not, like, addicted to it.
Back then, I would say I was really close to. But I ended it once, and then it went on hiatus for, like, 5 months, and then I decided to do it again. And after I came back and did it, is when things started to start, you know, getting... It got more popular, and that's when all the other cast members came. Because before that, it was just Torrin, Dippy, and Redneck Sniper. And after that, I got everyone else. Episode 80 and beyond is when everyone else showed up. And then Jake was the loner who was the only one to join in Halo 3 Tricks.
Okay. So, about how many people do you have, quote-unquote, on staff? Or had, I guess.
Had, that's a lot. On staff, probably, let's see, probably 12, 14.
Okay.
But that number
pretty sizable.
Yeah. But they didn't all show up in the same episodes because they're doing their own thing, and every once in a while they'd show up, get an episode. I'd say we have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 7 core members that are around a lot more than everyone else.
Okay, I guess is how did you do the episodes? Was it just kind of like roll call, whoever came?
Yeah, when there was a trick and we wanted to do it, either the cast would come to me and be like, oh, well, let's do this trick, or I'd go to them, we need a trick, let's do something. And whoever was on at the time, we would usually be in the episode. We wouldn't really schedule it because they were on a lot, so we kind of just like, let's do an episode. And whoever was on was there, whoever wanted to do it, did it. So that's how we kind of did it.
How did you guys come up with your tricks? Did you, like, search for tricks that other people found, or did most of you guys find the tricks yourselves, or?
In Halo 2 Tricks, it was mostly by ourselves. Sometimes we'd look to the internet, and, you know, we'd find something that would look cool, and then we would duplicate it, you know. I think of our show as, like, a catalog, if you know what that means. Kind of like, yeah. we didn't necessarily want to steal tricks. We kind of just put them all in one place so everyone could find them easier.
Right.
And we showed them the tricks in an entertaining way. At least that's what I think. Sometimes people would disagree, but I think the comedy's great. And so we did it that way. And when Halo 3 Tricks came around, that's when I started to lose interest in tricks. And the cast still had the interest, so they would go off and find stuff. You know, they'd wait up late at night for the new maps to come out. Sometimes I'd be there with them, and then we'd do the tricks then, and then sometimes we'd look online.
And, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's the gist of it.
I mean, it sounds like you definitely had something pretty going for you pretty well there. What kind of support did you get from the Halo community? Like, have you ever gotten contacted from Bungie for the stuff that you've done, or how has the community kind of reacted to your stuff?
Well, I don't know if Bungie likes my tricks all that much. You know, I've posted some of them to the Bungie news thing, and they never show up. But my Machinima gets onto the Bungie news thing, so they know of me at least. They know what I do.
Yeah,
obviously. So I don't know if they like it or not. I don't think they like the tricks part so much, but
I don't think they like that we're exploiting holes in their game.
Well, yeah, I mean, every game
has to help. We're trying to help. You know, fix this, Bungie. We'll show you. Yeah.
I mean, the point of it, though, right? It's just you guys are trying to show cool things you can do. It's not.
Yeah, we're just trying to have fun with it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's how they see it. I don't think they would. They would. I mean, knowing the Bungie guys, I mean.
Yeah.
As well as I do, I don't know them at all. So, I mean, I would just assume, or I would like to think that they don't look at stuff like your show or our show as, you know, cashing in on what they do.
Yeah, I don't think they think like that, you know.
I don't think they do either. Because, I mean, they wouldn't have given Red vs. Blue any money. Or MLG, you know, they wouldn't sponsor them if they found some.
Well, that's Microsoft. Microsoft is paying RSV, RVB, isn't it? Aren't they?
I'm not sure.
Since Microsoft owns the Halo trademark,
Doesn't RVB's? Aren't they having a series on Comedy Central? Is it next month?
Wait, on Comedy Central?
Yeah, that's what I read. That sure they're having Bernie an animated series.
That's news to me too.
I read it on. Was it Red versus Bluepedia?
Link it.
Okay, hold on. I gotta find it.
We'll put it in the show notes if it looks like good stuff.
I hope it's real, because I was all excited about that.
Well, I mean, that does bring up an interesting point where they had the animated thing that they showed off at PAX, and we haven't seen anything of it yet since then. So, I mean, it could be.
Here. This is the link. It says, Bernie announced that they were in fact going to air it on television, but it has been revealed recently that RVB Animated was to air on American channels Comedy Central and G4 in 2010 between April and July. The series was picked up for a total of 13 episodes, and if the series does well, more seasons would likely this has recently been updated to say that they currently have no plans to continue. Oh, no. No. No.
Someone didn't read on.
No.
And it was aired during PAX 2008, so yeah. Something should have happened before then.
I never even saw this in PAX 2008. Did you see this?
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Damn it.
Well, I saw the YouTube. I saw the YouTube shape. Oh,
that would have been an awesome series.
I know, I would have agreed.
I still think they might do it.
Oh, it says the animated show was to air on American channels.
Yes.
They have Monty now. I mean, imagine what Monty could do for them.
The 3D dude, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy that did Haloid.
Haloid? What is that?
Yeah, Jake. Yep.
Do you mean Halo Unyielding? What's Haloid?
No, Haloid. It's a.
No, I've seen that.
It's Monty mix between Halo and
Metroid.
Metroid, yeah.
Oh, when they're fighting each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I've seen that.
The guy who did the Dead Fantasy films too.
Dead Fantasy.
Yeah, which are really cool, by the way.
I actually never seen Dead Fantasy. Isn't there like in the Haloid? There's like other things.
We can hear you tapping, Greg.
Oh, sorry. Isn't there, like, other people in this besides Master Chief and Metroid? Isn't there other, like...
Not really, no.
But doesn't Samus win or something?
There's not really a winner, per se.
Master Chief.
They end up joining to fight off the Covenant, but...
Oh. That's pretty cool, though.
No, it's a great short animated film. I suggest everyone go watch it.
Yeah. Hey Lloyd, just search that in.
Very talented, and if you've seen the recent Red vs. Blue season, you'll see his stuff in there everywhere. He's definitely really good at what he does.
We'll be receiving the check in about 2 months. Okay. Got it. Okay, we can stop this now.
So, what kind of inspired you to start doing, or were you going to say something, Jake? Sorry.
Oh, yeah. There. Here's a... No, I'm not going to do this.
Go ahead.
I was going to post this link and tell you it was something that it isn't.
Oh?
Something. But instead, I'm just not going to tell you what it is, and whoever clicks it, clicks it.
I'm clicking.
No, don't.
What the f...
Don't.
Don't click it.
Chris loves the Lion King. I'm sorry.
Oh, my
God.
I try to ruin the image for him whenever possible.
My girlfriend's going to... look at this and be like, what the hell were you looking at on your computer?
This isn't nearly as bad as it was last week.
I'm glad I could help.
I'll tell you guys after the show, but it was bad. But yeah, on to my question that I was going to ask. What kind of inspired or compelled you to start doing Halo 2 and Halo 3 tricks?
Probably Red versus Blue. I mean, that's what I used to watch all the time before I did any of this. And my friend one day was at school, and he said he knew a couple of tricks on Halo 2, so we decided to go home and just record it, since I said, hey, I think I may be able to actually record it. Maybe we can make a tutorial about it, you know. So that's what we did, and that's where it started. And it just went on from there. It just became something we did for fun every once in a while.
Totally raping his head.
And then just grew into something bigger once we got subscribers and... We didn't really get popular until Halo 3 tricks, and then that's when everything, you know, just burst, and, you know, we skyrocketed in subscribers.
Cool. Very nice. Let's see. I have one question I just thought of. I don't remember anymore. I'm assuming you're going to go on and do the tricks for Halo Reach when it comes out.
I haven't decided yet, actually. Because, you know, time is not on my side anymore so much with college and everything. Going into the film school this fall, so I don't know how much time I'll have to devote to Halo-related stuff.
Good luck with that. Good luck.
So,
my brother does that sort of stuff. He makes, like, commercials and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Good luck with that. It's quite hard from what he says.
That's what I'm expecting it to be, too. So that's why I don't know, and it's to be announced as of right now. I probably won't know until the game comes out, actually, if
this
I'm going to do it or not.
This whole Haloid thing is not Halo canon because he's shooting more than two rockets.
Well, no, duh.
That out. I was joking. I'm watching it as we're talking right now because it's quite awesome.
Is there a chance that you might hand it off to someone else that's already kind of part of the group, or?
I don't know.
I know you've been in pretty much every single episode.
Well, technically I have, but technically I haven't at the same time, because I'm always behind the camera.
Well, yeah.
I don't know, because I want it to have the same level of quality and have it look, you know, the same. I want it to be familiar. And so I don't know. If... I would like to be the one to do it, but you never know.
Okay.
If I can avoid handing it off, it'd be best, because I wanted to...
Right.
Yeah. Stay with the creator.
Very nice. Is there any particular moment in, I guess, Halo 2 and Halo 3... tricks that really sticks out to you as being a significant episode, or is there a favorite moment that you have?
Well, my favorite episode was the original, well, the trick at least, the tank pinball, the spinning tank.
Yeah, on the coagulation.
Yeah, and I always wanted to bring that back in Halo 3, and at first it didn't seem possible because you can't really do that anymore. But we found a way in Forge to do it, so we did that for episode 70 of Halo 3 Tricks. Right. It turned out really, really great. Other than that, my favorite episode would probably be the last one of Halo 3 Tricks, or episode 100, where you get to see where everyone came from and how they joined and, you know, what made us us kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So those would be my favorites and the ones that stand out the most to me.
Okay. You have a favorite, Justin?
Well, I haven't watched them all, but...
I like the Halo 2 ones, just preference a little better. I don't know. I think because... Maybe because glitching just didn't seem as, lack of better terms, glitchy in Halo 2 as it does in Halo 2. I don't know. I think I like the Halo 2 ones better.
Yeah, a lot of people do. The core people do. That's where we had the most fun, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Because in Halo 3, it became kind of a chore. Because that's when we got popular, and that's when everyone expected things from us. And it became more than just having fun.
Yeah, the Halo 2.
Every once in a while, to having fun all the time. And you got bored of it and tired of it after a while.
Yeah,
yeah, I understand.
The two ones definitely look like they were more energetic, at least.
Yeah. I mean, my editing got better, I can tell, than the Halo 2 ones. But, I mean, we had more fun in-game in Halo 2, I think. And I think some of the other people do, too. And it sucks that they got rid of Halo 2 online play. So, that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, that's fun out.
What can you do?
I think they. I was amazed when I saw the rocket warthog like spinning thing on a coag.
Oh yeah, I remember
thought
that
was the coolest thing when I first saw it. Probably because it was the only thing I could actually do myself. But I thought it was cool as heck. I was like, what? No way! How did I not know that? But I thought that was quite awesome.
You guys also did some Halo ODST tricks as well, but you didn't do
that. That was short-lived. That was very short-lived.
You
it wasn't
doing
the same
like,
at all.
Like what, five?
Yeah, five. And then we just stopped.
We That's didn't really like happened. ODST.
So did you try to do it just in Firefight or single player?
Single player. I don't think we did anything in Firefight.
Was there a cool one?
I like the Dancing Marty was.
Yeah, that was my favorite episode.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. But the episode before that as well was great because it was really funny. I like that one because there's a lot of comedy in that one. And I can't remember what level we got out of. It was Mombasa Streets or something.
Teriyaki.
Or that Plaza? One, yeah.
Teriyaki.
It's teriyaki.
It looks like.
Is that what it's called? I thought
That's
that was
what
I say. Teriyaki Plaza.
Oh.
Not teriyaki.
No.
Teriyaki's better.
Now you're never going to get Bungie backing now.
No. Teriyaki Plaza. What do you guys mean, teriyaki? You're saying it wrong.
Oh, now we can get a check.
So aside from the trick videos that you're popularly known for, you've also done some short films as well. Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, my first one I did was with a friend. His name is Taylor, and we did that just randomly one day. He voiced afterwards. He had an idea in his head, and we filmed it on Halo 2. So this was my first Halo 2, like, actual machinima short. And, you know, he played it out. He didn't have the voices set, though, for what people would say and what people would do. He kind of just randomly, him and Ryan were out there doing split screen and basically running through this improv scene, and it ended up being like 3 minutes long, and he comes in here, sees the footage that I've cut, and he just does the voices. He did both of the voices.
How did you knock the Phantom down? What the sorry, I'm watching it.
Oh, no problem.
Sorry, you go.
And then he did the voices after the editing was done, and he did it all on the spot, both of the voices, and that ended up being bumper cars for Halo 2.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't popular in Halo 2 at all. That's because we weren't that popular then.
Uh-huh.
So when Halo 3 came out, I thought, I want to do that again. I want to remake it.
I
remade it.
Yeah, the one in Halo 3 was really good.
Yeah, but I remade it first, and it was terrible, so I took that down, and I remade it again, and that's what's on there now. And then when I got my HD capture card, I redid it for HD, and so there's like three versions total, and a fourth one that got deleted because it was bad. So.
Can I ask you like a personal question? I just saw this on your thing on here. I'm looking under channels of interest, and I don't know if this is true, but it says CM Near's girlfriend. Is that true?
Yes, that is true.
Is that what she that calls herself?
Online, for my fans at least. That is a legit channel.
Because I had a girlfriend that used to call herself G. Lewis's girlfriend, and I don't know. I just thought that was I just thought it felt weird.
It can be. It can be odd, but it's, you know, they wouldn't know her by her real name. You know, they wouldn't be able to associate her with me.
Oh.
So CM Near's girlfriend. CM Near's girlfriend.
Fumo wife. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And the people that really are true fans get to know her real name and then start stalking us. So that's fine. Whenever that's going to happen.
I'm assuming that you were being not truthful when you said that's fine.
For the most part. They haven't stalked us yet, as far
that's
as
good.
I know.
That's good.
There's also another one. Oh, I hear someone listening to one of them. There was also another special that you did, which I think is your best one so far, the Christmas one that you guys did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite one out of all the ones that you've done.
The first one or the second one? Probably the first one. There's two now. We did the second one last Christmas.
Did I write the first one?
I don't remember. I think we had a big Skype chat about it, and we kind of just discussed ideas.
I think it was the first one.
Yeah, the one about the ghost that Jake did so great as a voice actor.
Yeah. Well, actually, I mean, both of them were pretty good.
Yeah.
The Ghost of Christmas one, I thought you guys did actually a pretty good job of it.
Yeah. Some people didn't like that because it showed me being a complaining person or whatever about
that was
the fans.
The story behind it, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It went deeper than that.
Yeah. I thought both of those were really good, though. The first one and the second one.
Yeah. Sometimes I look back on some of my old stuff and I'm like, wow, the editing sucked, or wow, the voice acting was horrible.
I mean, that's just the maturity. Yeah.
We do that every week.
Yeah.
Whenever
it just happens how you mature over time, and it's nice to look back and see where you've come from. At least that's the approach I take of it.
Yeah. I'm watching some more of your stuff. I was wondering how in the heck you guys made the Phantom fall in Firefight.
I have no idea.
Did you guys you just shoot it? It falls?
The Phantom, yeah, if you shoot it if you shoot the little engine parts,
yeah,
it'll damage it to the point where it'll fall.
I had no idea. What do you just shoot it with? A rocket or a laser?
Rocket, missile pod, laser.
Oh.
Correct me if I'm wrong, guys.
Something new every day.
Yeah.
Totally.
I'm going to see you guys.
There's confidence there.
Do you guys know how to do it?
Of course.
Do what? What's the trick again?
Knock down the knock down a Phantom in Firefight.
I don't think we did that. We kind of just did a few episodes and then stopped playing ODST altogether. It was not one of our favorite games at all.
Why didn't you like it?
I don't know. It just didn't... Well, it didn't have a multiplayer, and that's what I like to play the most. So
Firefight would have been awesome if it had matchmaking.
Well, supposedly they are in the next ones.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
I'm really looking forward to the Firefight 2.0.
Which one has the most views?
Is it the bungee jump ones, though?
No. It's the first episode of Halo 3 Tricks, which was probably one of my least favorite episodes.
Arrival?
Yeah.
It was the first one I saw, because I just wanted to get someone's name.
Yeah. I hated doing that. It was all improv, and it was all bad.
It's just people standing.
And I learned from doing that never to have the entire cast in the same party to do the same thing ever again.
Well, you learn.
It's weird. Some of the cast hate some of the other cast. Some of the other cast like the other cast. It's just weird. It's just...
How do you make the Spartan, like, appear, like, halfway there, like a ghost? Do you, like, you film it twice, one with him there, one with him not there?
That's what was my original idea before Jake told me, oh, you can just set the invisibility or whatever, camo.
Oh. Yeah, so there's the leader.
There's an option to use partial visibility instead of full.
Does it have to be in Juggernaut or something?
No, we made it so the leader got it. So he would kill people until he was in the lead, and he'd have that little effect.
But you have two guys right here doing it. Or is it two separate recordings?
We probably have some extras in the game.
Well, I'm watching The Journey, and they're both...
Oh, The Journey? Oh, The Journey?
Yeah.
All you have to do is get the lead. And I was in the game, too, so there's three total. Because I had to see them do it.
The Journey was a good one, too.
Yeah. Too bad about the mic quality on Kyle's, or Stone's mic. But he couldn't do anything about it at the time.
Whoa. Trick of Legend is up to 437,000.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I looked at it, it was at 180.
Well, then you haven't looked at it in like 2 years.
Well, I guess I haven't.
What do you, how does writing, like, how would you say the process of writing a script would go for a machinima?
A lot of the short ones are kind of just in synopsis form with lines of dialogue and all that. But I have paragraphs of what's going to happen and lines from each person. And that's basically what the shorts, that's what The Journey was. It was kind of, it was in script form, but it was kind of a, you know, wasn't as
loose
big
form.
As a script type of thing. The Trick of Legend took a while to write, and it went through a lot of rewrites too. That took 5 months total to actually get done. Because I wrote the script, we filmed it, we were about almost done with the first version, and then we all sat down and watched it. Jake can tell the rest of the story.
Isn't how it went. We didn't all sit down and watch it. It was,
and you tell
Chris
it.
Was like, you know what? I think this is the best machinima we've ever made. I'm really excited to release this. And he's like, I'm going to go watch it. I'll be back in a little bit. And then he comes back. Oh my god, this is horrible. I want to quit machinima and doing videos forever. Oh. So we refilmed it.
And rewrote it.
Yep.
God. The first version was horrible. I still have it.
I still think you should do commentary on it and upload it.
So I rewrote it, refilmed it, and had to redo a lot of stuff. And we got it done. That was like midway through the entire cycle of it. We started it we wrote the script around May. Started filming in June. I found out it was bad in July. And then we refilmed it and re-edited and got it out in September. So that was that. And since then, I wanted to do a sequel. I wrote the script for the sequel. And then I decided later on that I should just redo the first one because I can make it a lot better now. So I rewrote a lot of the first one again. I rewrote a lot of the sequel, and then I combined them, and it's like, I don't know, 70 pages worth of script, actual script.
Wow.
And then, it will probably be about an hour, over an hour long. Since the first one was 30 minutes, I expect the sequel to be just as long. And so that's what I did last summer, and I filmed a lot of it. I had to refilm everything in HD, so I had to go in there. Luckily, I had a lot of it saved. But I'll have to refilm some of the stuff. I saved the fight scenes because I don't want to redo those. It takes forever to deplete the swords, so it looks like we're not holding swords. And then I'm sure there's an easier way now using the turret, but back then we were kind of stupid. And
there's a game type, at least I have it, where you start off with flamethrowers and you can drop it, and then you're weaponless.
Yeah, but we needed the sword thing, so it looked like they were firing stuff, you know, when they hit. Because you can't hit without weapons. So we needed that for the fight scenes. And so I refilmed a lot of that, got, you know, 70% of the first film edited again, you know, besides the climactic fight scene. And then I got a lot of the sequel filmed, and then it just stopped. And then I just stopped because school came back. I kind of just put everything on hold. So that's where it stands right now, and I hope this summer I'll get it done completely. It's just a lot of work.
Yeah.
All the special effects, the most work, actually, is the special effects.
What do you use to edit your shows?
Final Cut Pro.
Yeah, Final Cut.
I started using that around the end of Halo 2 Tricks.
I hear a lot of people using Final Cut. I have Adobe.
Yeah, that would be my second choice.
I got student discount. Yay!
Yeah. But I use Final Cut Pro, and I use motion that comes with Final Cut for special effects, because After Effects is just too hard to learn, and it'd just be tedious. So I've been using motion. It's a little bit easier.
Okay. Have to tell me about that a little bit after the show, because I'm finding After Effects hard to learn, too.
Yeah. It's really hard.
That's what she said.
Okay. Ooh. I mean, that's another interesting point. Do you have any girls on the show that fill in for any episodes, or? Cause I know that's a big thing among gamers these days.
I've had my girlfriend fill in for my Machinima shorts.
Cool.
The one, and then the Can't Help But Stare. She was the voice actor and the stand-in for that. Yeah.
Not, we had a few girls anymore. In the past. We had a few girls in the past, but they were trouble.
They were trouble, you say?
Yeah.
Okay. So what kind of time do you take to make an episode of one of these tricks?
Like the filming probably takes the longest, depending on how much we goof off. And then I maybe 40 minutes. It depends on the trick, too, because some tricks, in campaign at least, are take a lot longer because you have to get through the campaign to the certain part on a certain difficulty and stuff. And if you fail, you have to start almost entirely over. So that's a lot of fun.
Remember the ghost on Halo?
Yeah, that was fun. That was episode 98, was it? If I remember correctly. But Jake had a great time with the ghost trying to get it out, and he would fail, and we'd have to do it all over again.
He told us a little bit about it before you came on.
Yeah. Episode 98, I think that's it. Episode 98. But yeah, that was tedious, but we had tons of fun with it, and it turned out to be a great episode. Really funny, in my opinion, because of the fails. And so, it just depends. And then the editing takes, 10 minutes, depending on how much I have to cut out. Because I have everything else in place. You got the intro and the credits, and then I just fit everything else in, add a song if need be, add a little whatever, get it to end on a comedy note or something. If there's anything extra, add it after the credits, and then I'm done, export, and then upload whenever.
Okay. That seems pretty simple enough. I know you've done lots of videos on your YouTube page about this, but kind of explain to us what your setup is.
My original setup included it was a VCR hookup, where I'd use a video camera and somehow wire it so I could get the footage from the TV through the VCR from the Xbox, because the Xbox would go through the VCR to the TV.
Uh-huh.
So I just hook in my video camera through, I think, would it be output or something?
Yeah.
And Xbox would be input. And so I'd be able to see the footage on my video camera, and I'd have it play in VCR mode, and then I just record that way. And I did that from the beginning all the way until last summer. And then I got my HD capture card, which has been great. And that's in my computer as a PCI slot. So now I have to have my Xbox close to my computer, but it's kind of cool at the same time, so I don't have to go very far. I'm very apathetic. And so I have the Xbox hooked up to this weird set of cords that hooks itself up to the TV, and from from the TV to the back of my computer, and that's how I get it. And then I just open up a program on my computer, I see what's on the TV, I press record, and it records.
What kind of capture do you have?
Blackmagic Intensity.
Ah, it's the same one I have.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's a great card. I love it.
That's what I've been using.
A lot of people I've talked to have recently bought that card.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Blame me for that. Yeah.
Oh, it's just Twin Theater.
So, do you have any more plans to do some other shorts, or are you kind of wrapping up with projects you've already started? One that you already mentioned earlier.
I haven't really worked on anything in the last 2 months. I've been on, like a break, summer break just started. I've been hanging out with friends and whatnot. But hopefully I'll get working on the Trickle Legend, and there's a few other scripts that I have in the works that are, like, my best. And I just haven't done them yet because I didn't think I was ready to do them. I needed more practice. But I may do them this summer, or I may just wait until Reach. But like I said, I don't know if I have time for anything with Reach. It comes out a week before I go back to college, so I don't know.
Ouch.
Yeah. So I'll get a week of play time without any interruption, basically. But after that, I'll have to scavenge around for time. So there's a couple more machinimas to do, hopefully, before the end of the summer. You already know, Halo 3 Tricks is over, so I don't have to worry about that. And then there's the Trick of Legend that will be the last trick-related movie or whatever you want to call it.
I hope
that gets done this summer.
Okay. What other games do you play other than Halo?
A couple years ago, I used to play WoW, World of Warcraft. I don't play that. I like the Call of Duty games.
Okay.
I play Modern Warfare 2 a lot. I used to play the SimCity games.
Very nice.
SimCity 4, SimCity 2000 if you want to go way back.
Wow.
Not much of a gamer anymore nowadays. I don't play a lot of different games. I kind of play just a couple every once in a while. And right now it's Call of Duty and Halo. I don't play that much anymore, but stuff like that. I've been playing Team Fortress 2 recently.
Oh, that's a fun game.
Yeah. So, if I had to pick two, it would be Halo and Call of Duty at the moment. So.
Okay.
Those are the two games I play the most.
And I'll throw the same question over to you, Midget.
Wait, what question?
What other games? What games other than Halo do you play?
Oh, yeah. I played World of Warcraft for a while. Now it's mostly Modern Warfare 2 and Modern Warfare 2.
And Modern Warfare 2, right?
Well, yeah, but only when I'm not playing Modern Warfare 2.
Okay.
I play Modern Warfare quite often. Only when I'm not playing Modern
Warfare. Well, fair enough. I think that pretty much exhausts a lot of my questions that I have.
I think you pretty much covered everybody so you could cover.
Yeah, I think so too. is there anything you guys would like to say about any of the stuff that you've done, or any shout-outs you'd like to give to anybody, especially the staff that's not here?
I'd like to give a shout-out to my girlfriend, who's sitting right next to me. Yeah! And everyone else in the cast, basically.
I'd like to give a shout out to Chris's girlfriend.
Hi, next to him.
Oh, did you just let the cat out of the bag with her name?
I was talking to someone else, clearly. Unless she doesn't care.
Uh-oh.
Does she care?
She doesn't care.
Hi, Liz.
Say hi.
Is she deep in thought of Modern Warfare 2?
Modern Warfare 2, great Greg.
I didn't know if she was playing Modern Warfare at the same time.
No, that's Midget Dance.
That's Midget Dance's thing.
Okay. I think that covers pretty much everything.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Greg, did you have any questions while I was just rambling?
Oh, you exhausted them all.
Did I do a good job covering all the bases?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think there's anything else I could add to the combo.
Okay. Well, I definitely thank you guys for being on and telling us a little bit about your series and a little bit about what you do. It's been great.
Yeah, thank you for having us on. I remember we tried to get on here once a long time ago, actually.
Oh, really?
Me and Ryan. Yeah, probably 5 years ago almost. Oh, our but you guys didn't let us be on. We weren't mainstream enough or something, if I remember.
Whoa. I don't know.
Were you guys doing Podtacular? Were you guys still on the show?
I mean, I kind of was.
We weren't here. Well, I wasn't here back then. I know the podcast has been around for 4 years. I know that much. And I've only been doing the show for about a year and a half now. So it was probably back then. I wasn't in control of anything, but I saw your stuff and I'm like, hey, this would be interesting to get on the show. So
I agree.
Well, I'm glad.
That's cool.
It's quite awesome.
Well, thank you for having us on.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Thank you for giving us some awesome videos to watch.
Anytime. No. And if you guys want us back, just let us know.
Oh, we'd love to have you guys back.
We'd love to sit in and do something, too. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, Dustin is very intrigued with Machinima. I don't really...
Quite.
Yeah, I'm busy writing my own little series.
Oh, cool.
I'll have to let you know.
Yeah, I'd love to take a look at it. I'll send you some of my stuff, too.
Okay.
It hasn't been released. You can take a look.
Because I'm working on some character write-ups and some scripts at the moment. But since I'm new to the whole thing, I'm kind of looking for guidance. Bernie from Rooster Teeth has said he's going to help me out. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we had him on a couple episodes ago. It was we spent 4 hours with the guy.
Oh, wow.
Too effing long.
Yeah, it was really long.
I love Bernie and all, but...
Not that
man
much.
Spells of 4 hours. I'm joking.
Yeah, I mean, I really appreciate you guys taking the time to come on.
Yeah,
you guys probably have something better to be doing. But
not really.
What else could anybody be better be doing right now?
Not much else.
The only thing I've been doing when we get off here, see dead, was to hang on.
Yeah. So, thanks again for coming on. Really appreciate it. And I think that's a wrap. Thanks, guys, for listening. This has been episode 229, and we'll see you guys next week.
On the flip side, yo.
See ya.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
6 week on the Gamercast Network. The ups and downs of letting users create things on Achievement Junkie episode 108. On the post-game report, the Talking About Gamers podcast has reached its 50th episode. We didn't think they'd last that long either, so we're hoping them celebrate their semi-centennial. Podtacular has kicked off its summer session of podcasting, and what better way to help kick things off by some good old Reach Tales from the Foxhole. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more at GamercastNetwork.com.